I was actually able to talk to this person last night, and it was amazing. I was able to find him because we start this morning with the National Football League, the league we all love so much. It needs to be ripped. And this is a deal that I think when fans hear this, they'll go, okay, well, what's the big deal? Well, I'll try to explain it. Last night was opening night, which has been going on for about a decade for the NFL. What used to be called Media Day, where all the dumb questions would be asked. It was just part of the Super Bowl hype. And recently it's been, if it hasn't been at the stadium where the game's being hosted, it's been at an arena that houses either an NBA team or a hockey team. And I just assumed last night when we went to San Jose, which was an hour away, and I understand sometimes you have to spread things out when an area host a Super Bowl.
Hour 20 for us. It was like driving from Dallas to Waco.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah, it took forever because there was traffic to deal with as well. And I couldn't believe it when we pulled up because I was telling you guys, yeah, I did an Arena League football game here a long time ago because I think we're going to the old Shark Tank. Now we went to the convention center in San Jose, and what used to be in either a stadium or an arena was in a convention center. And this convention hall, which is about this, I'd say it's smaller than the room we're in right yeah. now. And it was the smallest, most least impactful opening night or media day that I've ever been to. There was no room for the media really to move around. And it's unfortunately for the NFL, I think it's become an event that, I mean, it used to be a who's who. Everybody was there, from every network that covered the NFL to networks that normally don't cover the NFL. Shows like Entertainment Tonight would be there. The Tonight Show. Jimmy Kimmel's Guillermo was there last night. But it was such a dark and dank setting. And when they introduced the Patriots, you know, in an arena, you can put on a pretty good fanfare. This was an overmodulated PA system that was so cheap. I swear the Bird Dogs PA system is better than what was played last night. And
okay, nobody cares about concrete, PA systems.
This concrete floor, and the sound was just awful. And the guy who from the NFL said, all right, let's get the energy up. And they had the cheerleaders come out. It was such, I thought, an embarrassment for the NFL. And you think, okay, well, so what's the big deal? Well, because at least at a stadium or in the arenas, the fans could have an experience. And we've talked about that on the air. What's so great about going to an arena and being at a media night? Well, you can tune in on frequencies and hear what the players have to say. And you could be, you know, 20 yards away from your favorite football player or your favorite coach. And it's such a missed opportunity. There were fans lined up all the way around this convention center. My guess is 10 to 15,000 people. And in the room where they had media night, opening night, there was, what, maybe 75 people jammed into a corner? There was no fan experience for them last night.
I couldn't believe it. And as we were driving out there on the bus, I sat next to David Mino, and we were looking, and it said, location, San Jose Convention Center. And I thought we were going to the Sharks Arena like we did 10 years ago. And I couldn't get over Convention Center, and I thought, well, maybe it's like the Dallas Convention Center where they have that arena.
Yeah.
They have a bowl arena that seats 5,000 people or something, and that's where it's going to be because there's no way the NFL is going to give up on tickets
No.
that the public could buy. And when we got here, and it was just a regular convention center, just a hall in a convention center, it was so stripped down, it really had the feel that a week ago the NFL found out that they couldn't use the Sharks Arena or the Warriors Arena, and so they scrambled and they found a vacant hall at a convention center, and they just stripped it all way down, and it had the sparest feel.
Oh, yeah.
Gordo and I were there for 45 minutes before we said, this is terrible, and we left. We took a cab all the way back to San Francisco because there was no energy in the building. The players didn't want to be there. The lighting put everybody to sleep.
Yeah. It was so dark. the guy I talked to last night, who's really an interesting character, I swear I was the only one who talked to him because he was back in this dark corner.
I think
that's him back there.
Podiums, you know, they put the bigger stars and the head coach at a podium. You could so easily just walk right up next to a podium because nobody was even around there. I thought the number of media there last night was probably half of what it normally is.
Yes, and I wondered, okay, so is the NFL cut back on this to where maybe they got some indications the last couple of years that not as many media were covering this, so they think, you know what, let's not rent out an arena. Let's just do, you know, scale it down.
Maybe.
And, you know, if that's what they want to do, that's fine, but it's just, I don't know. It's a missed opportunity to me, because I always looked at it, yeah, it may not be the greatest thing for us, but at least the fans get some access to this that in the host city. I also think if you normally tune in, and I guess the NFL Network did live coverage last night.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't see it. It was nowhere to be seen. It must have been in another room. And I think maybe in another banquet hall or something, they had something for the fans, because we talked to some kids afterwards that were able to get some autographs from the Patriots.
Now, that's great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
If you got that, but that's a very small number. Fans of any sport love being in close proximity to the athletes of that sport, and it doesn't matter what those athletes are doing.
Yeah.
If they're eating lunch, fans would buy tickets just to see Patrick Mahomes eat a hamburger.
Yeah.
And so when it's in an NHL or NBA arena and you've got 18,000 fans in there, they're loving it. They're all paying tickets. They're sitting there for 3 hours watching their favorite athletes just mill about. Fans love seeing athletes outside of their normal playing conditions.
Yeah.
And this was the NFL giving them an opportunity to do that until last night. And I was marveling at how backwards it's gotten. The very first media day I ever attended was Cowboys-Bills in L.A., and it was at Dodger Stadium. And then every media day that I attended after that for the next 20 years, 25 years, was at the stadium where the Super Bowl was played. You were on the field.
Right.
And then, okay, 10 years ago, they shifted to the arena thing, and I'd rather be at the Super Bowl stadium. Now they're downsizing from stadium to arena, but they're letting the fans in, and there was great energy. And now they've downsized to a hall in a convention center with just in the dark corner a few fans stuffed there, and they can't even see any players.
I couldn't believe what we were watching. Maybe it's just a one-year thing, or maybe it's just the end of what used to be a pretty cool thing on Monday night.
Yeah.
You know, I guess in the media we complain about everything because it's too crowded, it's too this. But even I always thought during the years we would say, well, that's part of the Super Bowl. What a big opening night that was. You know, a band was there or something. It's just
the NFL always makes things feel large.
Yeah, it's a perception thing.
And last night it did not feel large.
No. And I wonder if Roger Goodell will even know about that. You know, I'm sure his marketing people are, you know, in step with what he wants. I can't believe that that's what the NFL wanted last night.
I wonder, do they just report to him this morning? It was great.
Oh,
everybody
so much energy.
Loved it. Yeah.
A lot of energy.
You would have loved it, Your Highness.
Yeah. And then he'll say, okay, let's just keep doing that.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was really disappointing. And in a weird, childish way, I kind of looked forward to opening night. And I was so depressed. The lighting there was more depressing than the Alamo Dome. It was just the most depressing scene.
It really was.
The Super Bowl? All right. The NFL was just ripped right there.